Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. The schedule is out. We continue to roll through our win-loss game, one of our favorite days of the year, at least
not
for
really.
Some of us. I mean, you're being a Grinch.
I'm not being a Grinch.
You
I'm
are.
Just, you know, I mean, you know, people don't hear what's being said, man.
A little Grinchy.
Yeah, a little Grinchy. Between that and the high fives.
High fives a little much.
Tad Grinchy.
I just thought it was the moment, okay, give people a little insight.
Mm-hmm.
Phil's win. You know, it was a little bit of drama towards
good
the
win,
end.
Good win. Romano closing
one.
It out.
And then we're all sitting around high-fiving. Like, hey, I just thought it was weird.
But
I don't care about the fans. See, Kyle is, you know, it doesn't matter, Kyle, because.
It's not weird.
People are going to take that out of context anyway. So
I just did.
Yeah. You really did.
It don't matter.
It's not weird to high-five after a win.
I just thought it was a little weird to be in that space. And Jack, you know, Jackie Baseball, because I heard Jack took a shot.
He took a shot at me, yeah.
Jack, Jack has to read the room, man. I understand that Jack's the baseball guy, and I probably got on his nerves a little bit because I was being a little bit of a chatty Cathy. There's a lot going on, though.
That's okay. It was a fun kind of event.
You know how people, get sensitive about Jalen Hurts?
Yeah,
Jack gets sensitive about the Phillies.
Yeah, specifically Trey Turner. As I cooked Turner's defense, but he got upset. Yeah.
But, okay, since we're here, you were a little heavy-handed, because I did kind of hear some of the conversation that you and Kyle were having. You were a little heavy-handed, though.
Is he a good defensive player?
I didn't. That's not what I said. But
I said he's a bum in the field. Is that heavy-handed?
No. Joe, you know how I feel.
You can't put a tag down.
Stinks and bum. The same conversation.
He can't put
find a bum to make the same crappy plays.
It doesn't help that Kyle's co-signing. Like you and Kyle
anyone
sitting over there.
Anyone with eyes is co-signing.
No, I mean, because I'm sitting there. I'm trying to, you know, do whatever it is I was doing.
Go to sleep.
Yeah.
I was a little sleepy. You know, y'all know this was past my bedtime.
It was 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
The bartender wasn't helping me out at all with any of that. Mm-hmm. You know, bourbon makes me sleepy, man.
Everything makes you sleepy.
Bourbon makes me sleepy. Because I'm in that sweet spot.
Yeah, I got you.
Of the sleep time. But yeah, you were a little heavy-handed. And I see why Jack didn't like that.
I don't care. I don't care. How's that sound? It's as simple as that. All right, here's what I do care about. The players the Eagles are spending their money on and spending it right. There was a piece of news yesterday that kind of flew way under the radar NFL. Well, Derrick Henry got paid, right?
The running back.
So, a year ago, the Ravens signed Henry, the Eagles signed Saquon. Both great deals by those teams. They got great players at a below market kind of value because teams had not valued the running back in a long time. Smart moves by two smart franchises. And then this offseason came around. I think both those teams said, maybe we should give those guys a little raise because they're great, right?
They meant a lot.
Right. We have them for cheaper than they're worth. Well, the Eagles went first and they gave Saquon $20 million a year.
Uh-huh.
And the Ravens went second. And usually the guy that goes second gets more. The Ravens only gave Henry $15 a year. It just made me wonder, like, I remember we talked about it in the moment. It felt like a lot of money for no reason. I understand if you want to reward him, right? But they gave him a lot of money off his best year.
Yes.
And Derrick Henry had a great year, too, and he didn't get quite as much. What did you make of the two of them not getting the same amount?
Nothing.
Hmm?
Because I didn't make nothing of it, because you know why?
One guy got $5 million less?
Yeah, you know why?
Mm.
The guy that got $5 million more? Took his team to the Super Bowl.
Derrick Henry's fault.
Here's the lesson, boys and girls. If you want to get paid top dollar, like Saquon Barkley, take your team to the Super Bowl. Go play catch with the president and whatnot. You know, do that. like he didn't play catch.
Thanks
like Derrick Henry didn't play catch with the president. And if you want to keep it a bean, he's way closer to D.C. than we are. So if you want to get that extra $5 million,
he didn't get invited.
Didn't step your game. Well, why he didn't get invited? Because he didn't win. He didn't win.
Yeah.
So maybe if you want to get $5 million more, you got to win. I mean, that's simple. I solved that problem pretty quickly.
I don't know if I agree with your your analysis.
I solved that pretty quick. What else you got for me? What we got?
I think we overpaid.
No, not at all.
We didn't have to give him 20 a year.
Did Derrick Henry go to the Super Bowl last year?
No, but we're talking about the player, not
the
team.
Did they win the Super Bowl last year?
No, it's because their quarterback chokes in every big game.
Did Lamar, by the way, Lamar's a pretty good actor, too, even though the only thing he did was kill somebody in the movie. But he's a pretty good actor. But no, did he help Lamar? Did Lamar say that Derrick Henry was the glue that kept them together?
Maybe if Lamar doesn't turn the ball over in playoff games, they'd win a Super Bowl.
That's a whole lot of intangibles in there that I ain't got no do with. But
it's pretty tangible.
Saquon Barkley helped this team win the Super Bowl, and he was called the glue.
Saquon's great.
He was called the adhesive.
I'm just saying they gave him a lot when the other running back.
Did they call Derrick Henry adhesive? Was he called adhesive?
I don't remember that quote specifically.
No, he was not.
Hold on.
He was not called an adhesive.
If we're paying people for what they did in the past, I don't think this is crazy to say. Derrick Henry's had a better career than Saquon.
Did Derrick Henry get his team to the Super Bowl?
No.
Because that's what the five. Okay, let's just say that then. The $5 million.
Hold on.
Out of the careers that they've had and the impact that they've had on the team, let's just go with the impact. Who's had the better impact? Who's had the bigger impact?
First of all, I'm against the principle of paying somebody for what they did in the past anyway. No, I am answering your question.
Okay, who had
you just don't
impact?
Like the way I'm starting.
They both had a huge impact. Saquon had a slightly bigger impact.
Saquon gets $5 million for a bigger impact.
I don't even like paying somebody for what they've done in the past anyway. Second of all, Derrick Henry's probably done more in his career in the past than Saquon.
He has. He's had a better career. I mean,
he's had a more durable career.
And better. I mean, he's just done more.
That matters.
I just wanted to play some magic.
I know. This is word salad, Douglas, over here. Just, I mean, this is such a spin.
What are you talking about?
This is the first time in the history of our show someone getting less money is cool for you, Douglas.
It's a fact.
First time.
It's a fact. He won the Super Bowl. If you win
this
the Super Bowl.
This is the I want an eight-leg parlay.
I know. It's not.
This is not I want an eight-leg parlay. Kind of is a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, no, but you won the Super Bowl. What are y'all missing? If you win the Super Bowl, you get $5 million more. That's simple math.
Tell that to Josh Sweat and Milton Williams, who they kicked out of here. Darius Slay.
Josh Sweat, listen, he had a case to be the MVP of the Super Bowl, and they gave it to
him. They didn't give Jalen $5 million more. He was Super Bowl MVP.
He got 260 of them.
I'm just saying, look, I understand why they wanted to do right by Saquon, but the market has been reset again, and the other great running back in the league didn't come close to Saquon.
You say, we appreciate you. We don't appreciate you as much as the Eagles appreciate Saquon.
Not quite that much.
But we do appreciate you.
Seems like a lot. All right, 215-592-9494. For your chance to chime in on all these things, between the Eagles' record, where you have them after seeing the schedule, and the Aaron Nola situation, it's rough right now. I mean, his numbers through his first nine starts are worse than Taiwan's numbers last year, and we all wanted Taiwan out of the rotation. I understand Nola's been a very good pitcher, and he's going to get a little more time to figure this out. I'm just saying a month from now, if Painter's ready – and they're going to stay in a five-man rotation. Nola's claim on this thing is slipping away here. Ken and Cinnaminson, what's up, Ken?
Ken.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good morning, Ken.
How are you today?
We're good.
I'm good, man.
So listen, the Eagles play what? I'll get to Aaron Nola in a minute, but the Eagles play 17 games against, what, 14 different teams, right?
So yes.
Six in the division and then 11 teams that aren't in division.
Yes.
So understanding that they haven't lost a non-conference game since 2021, they swept the NFC North last year. They swept the AFC North last year. They swept the AFC East the year before that. They haven't lost a non-conference game since 2021. So they go 5-1 in the division and 4-0 against their non-conference, their AFC West opponents. That's 9 wins right there. So in 17 games against 14 teams, where do you come up with 6 losses? Like, what 6 teams do you think are better than the Philadelphia Eagles? Sean McVay never beats Nick Sirianni. I mean, it's just as simple as that. You want to talk about struggling, you. Sean McVay struggles to beat Nick Sirianni. He's never done it. So this team has, in the last 3 years, this team has won 39 regular season games. That is 13 games a year on average. I don't know why it seems like such a remarkable stretch to suggest that this team is going to do what they do on average every year, which is win 13 games.
So
like, I don't think you can find six losses.
Well, I mean, you don't have to be a better team to beat a team.
And then Ken, part of what you're talking about. I think you got to factor in the intangibles too, because the Eagles were very, very lucky last year. Didn't have a whole lot of devastating injuries. And normally, when you come off the type of run that they have, and you talk about, you know, how much football was being played and all other stuff, the next year you tend to have probably more injuries than you had the year before. So factor a little bit of that in there too.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. When you're doing this in April, all of this kind of assumes that every week every team is going to be able to put their best roster on the field.
Right.
That's the only
totally
way
agree.
You can really do this in April, right? So if you're going to assume that every week every team is going to be able to put their best roster on the field, there's not six losses on this schedule when you have the best roster in the NFL. So, you know, you're going to have some hiccups over the course of an 18-week, 17-game season. And that's how you arrive at three or four losses in a season. And I don't like. To me, it's just like.
I have them beating the Rams, but I understand why Hugh or someone else might think that's a tough game. And you're right about the McVay Sirianni thing; he's gotten the best of him. But I could also point out, Ken, it's all history, right? It's this year versus history. The Eagles have struggled to beat Dak. I mean, I think they're better, way better than the Cowboys. I don't think the Cowboys team's good, but. Look at the Eagles' history against Dak Prescott. He beats them than they beat him.
I mean, they've struggled to win in Dallas, period. So, I mean, if I say they're going to go 5-1 in the division, in my mind, the most likely one in that 5-1 stretch is in Dallas, right? So, that's why it's so hard to go undefeated in the NFL. My point is that, you know, from a roster construction standpoint, they're still the best roster in the NFL. And you have to kind of lean on the fact that if I told you the Kansas City Chiefs, without even knowing the Kansas City Chiefs schedule, if I told you the Chiefs are going to win 13 or 14 games this year, you would just accept that and say, yeah, you're probably right, because that's what the Kansas City Chiefs do. And what we have a hard time in Philadelphia really believing, because of the nature of being a Philadelphia fan, is that that's the level that this franchise is at now. That's the level of trust and respect that this franchise has earned, to be looked at in that same category as the Kansas City Chiefs.
So it's a really interesting way of framing it. I'm doing what you're doing, Ken, or you're saying that some of us do. I'm not quite ready for that, because, and here's my reason. The Chiefs have done it for 7 or 8 years. We're at 3. And now if we do it again and again, then I can't deny that, but... That's a lot to just kind of roll out of bed and say 13. It's just a lot.
And see, Ken, I don't look at it like that. I look at it like, okay, let's take the Rams game. Would you say the Rams played the Eagles better in the postseason as opposed to the regular season?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right.
Well, the last 8 minutes of the game, yeah. Because, I mean, you have to look at the whole game. When Saquon busted off that long run and was celebrating on the way into the end zone, even Merle Reese said, you know, that'll do it. And then, you know, you go into kind of a defensive shell, and there's snow on the ground, and, you know, those kinds of X factors factor into it. But, you know, what it comes down to is is Nick Sirianni a better head coach who's better at preparing his team for game day than Sean McVay? My answer to that is clearly yes. Are the Eagles a better football team than the Rams? My answer to that is clearly yes. So, you know, Hugh, you would know this better than anybody else in this conversation because you've been in the league and you've done it. I don't think NFL football players, there's only so much that goes into, well, they beat us last year, so we really want to get to. I think every Sunday these guys show up on a field and they want to put their best out on the field and they want to knock the guy in front of them into next week. And that doesn't change from one week to the next.
No, that's not the point. I understand what you're saying.
Good call.
But the point that I was making is they played them better in the postseason as opposed to the regular season because they had a better game plan. The first time that they saw each other, we saw how the Eagles just manhandled that defensive line.
Yep.
They manhandled them.
And it was not that way in the second game.
It was not that way in the second game. And the point that I'm trying to make is because they had a better game plan. They played better. They had better counters for what the Eagles were trying to do. They got to Jalen 7 times. So when I look at that game and I look at how early in the season it is, because he's not there anymore, but the one of the receivers was banged up, right? Because Puka Nacua was playing.
Cooper Kupp,
he's not there.
They replaced him with Devontae Adams.
Yes. Now you add a different intangible. And the way I look at it, Ken, you're right. If you just want to talk about it in a small sampling size, yes, Coach Sirianni has had Coach McVay's number. But if you go back and you look at the numbers every time that they've played, Sean McVay's got a little bit better when he's played the coach. In that game, 22-28.
Yeah.
I mean, you're
both offensive coaches. They don't really like coach against each other's. It's more like Fangio versus Sean McVay that we should be thinking about.
I also wouldn't just blindly say that Sirianni's better than Sean McVay. Now, he's caught him, right? I think I got to be fair. He has a Super Bowl, so does McVay. McVay's had an incredible start to his career. I mean, I think the last couple of years, Eagles just are more talented than the Rams. When McVay had Eagles-level talent from 18 through 21, he was in the Super Bowl twice, too. I mean, I think their careers are pretty parallel so far. They're pretty even. Now, as time goes on, I hope Sirianni continues to beat him. That'd be great. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to Jay. And then we got to get to something that Hugh said before the show today he wouldn't do for $1 million. Jay in Philly's up. What's up, Jay?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Jay?
Uh-oh, we lost Jay.
All right. Jay.
Jay jumped in the
That's
car.
That's not a real Hugh.
Wait, Jay, we missed you on that cricket phone, man. We missed half of what you said. What you say now? Start it over. Start from the beginning. Go.
What's wrong with your phone, man? Put Jay back on hold. We'll get him back up because I think he's going to call you the Grinch that stole fandom.
I heard, that's pretty good. Grinch. I don't mean to be, but when we have certain things it's just weird to me.
It's just weird. Okay. All right. Let's before we go back to the phones and the Grinch that stole fandom over here, Hugh Douglas. So before the show today, and just to give everyone a kind of a picture so you could kind of understand, we are in a building in Center City. It's got a lot of windows, but it's not like a 25-foot story.
Not a high rise,
but it's a building, right? It's a your typical kind of office building in Center City. So we were in our meeting room before the show. A lot of windows in that room, and there was someone washing the windows, right? Kind of on the harness.
He sent a little stair. Like remember the Dutch boy paint, and the little boy was sitting on the thing. Like a little swing or something.
So Hugh told us we're watching this guy wash the windows, and Hugh said that he wouldn't do that for $1 million.
Nah.
We're only on the fourth floor.
I don't give a damn if we're on the second floor. Well, I'm not doing that.
First floor.
No, the second. Because the second is a little bit, you know, I know we're on the fourth, but you know,
Far enough of a drop for you to pay for it.
Yeah, totally.
That makes sense.
I understand that there's some risk to this job.
There's a lot of risk.
But for $1 million, you wouldn't wash windows?
Mm-mm. And
Sign me up right now.
To take the video of my man doing it. Did a hell of a job. He had not one care in the world.
He's a pro.
You can tell. Yeah, he's been doing it for a while.
Also, he's on a harness. It's a safe apparatus. What do you mean, no?
All I saw was a little rope, and something that he would tie it off with, and then wash the windows. He had like a little suction cup where he could like swing over to the window and wash it. Nah, mm-mm. Because number one, I'm going to get my big ass on the side of the building to do that. I'm way too big for that.
They have to have bigger sizes.
No. We're not about to find out. And we are not about to go out there and test the limits of that rope's their ability to carry that kind of weight. No, we're not doing that. Not even playing with that.
All right. Well, if someone offered me the job, I'd see you guys later, and I'd go wash the windows.
I'm surprised $1 million isn't speaking to Hugh.
You know, I like money. You know how my affinity.
It
for
says
cash.
A lot about
it does.
How
you're
how
really
cowardly
scared.
You are.
About
no,
this?
It's not. What about Cali? I just know
you're
I'm
scared.
Not, I'm not getting on the side of a building.
Yeah, why?
Cleaning no glass.
Why not?
Because I'm too big for all that. I'm too heavy for
just
that.
You think there's not a single heavy window washer in
not
any major
one.
City?
Oh, show me one.
That's a lie.
Show me one.
I bet we could find one that's heavier than you.
Yeah.
I bet you can't. I got money on that. I'll take that bet. I bet you can't.
So we looked this up this morning.
A window washer that's over 280 pounds.
Find me one. In the world each year, there's 1.5 million window washings.
Find me one window washer that's 280 pounds.
Got to be one.
Yeah, there's definitely one.
I don't believe it.
Okay, we'll find them. We're on
and if you're listening, call in. And if when you call in, I'm assuming you have social media. You need to post a picture, you doing your thing, because I don't believe that.
Now Kyle's going to have to answer the phone. Are you the heavy set window washer?
No, I'm telling you, ain't no way on God's green earth there's a heavy set window washer out there.
There's definitely.
Because the two dudes that we saw were little dudes. They were petite.
I wouldn't call the guy petite.
The window washing harnesses can hold over 300 pounds.
And I'm not about to test that. I'm right there up against the window. No.
They have this information?
No.
Right. And again, no one's asking you to go do it for free. I'm just saying for $1 million.
I'm not doing it.
Just let me know when and where I'll wash the windows. Lamar's in North Philly. What's up, Lamar?
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's up, Lamar?
Hey, Lamar.
How you guys doing, man?
What's up, Lamar?
All right. I have to agree with you on the Eagles not having that much of success this year because of the key losses, of course, on defense mainly, offense and shaky a little bit because of the offensive line, Mekhi Becton being gone and things of that nature. So then you got to factor in, too, these teams with the great coaches that they have and teams that they have having film on everything that we do now. You know, even on Zach Bond, you know, even Cooper DeJean, even on Quinion Mitchell. So those things got to factor in these things that we have here because, of course, the Rams playing us a second time because they had a better game plan. So you got to factor in teams doing their homework.
Well, of course. I mean, it's a good point. And they're seeing teams they saw last year. They saw the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. We're seeing everyone we saw in the playoffs, right? We're seeing the Chiefs. Yep. We're seeing the Rams, the Commanders, the Packers all again.
Yep. And then it's going to really come down to our young guys, our rookies, if they're going to be in there being hungry or timid. So it's really going to come down to who wants it more. So that's really what we're going to be looking at, honestly.
Well, you're right. And how can they improve as the season and use the bye and all those things? Lamar, we appreciate the phone call. It's not, you know, Ken's point was there's not six teams on the schedule, quote unquote, more talented than the Eagles. The schedule isn't always about that. It's about spot. It's about the rest. It's about road, home.
All of that.
Yeah. And also they have to go on the road and play what I think are the two best quarterbacks in the league. I mean, or two of the top four or five. I mean, however you want to frame it. I mean, Mahomes has been the best quarterback for a long time, and Josh Allen just won the MVP. Those were both road games. And that's the last time they had to face these two guys 2 years ago. One was on the road. One was on home. They have to go both road games. 215-592-9495. All right. Eagles schedule came out last night. What is your official win total? I'm at 11. Kyle's at 11. Hugh's working his way back from a 1-3 start. We go through the next quadrant. And that would be November. November is very interesting. We get the whole NFC North, and we get the Cowboys down in Dallas. We'll go through the next portion of the schedule, win-loss. Your calls on Aaron Nola. When Painter's ready, if Nola continues to struggle like this, would you take Nola fully out of the rotation? Window washing for $1 million. And high fives. He thinks they're weird at sporting events, and we think he's weird. 215-592-9494. Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Winning off the field starts with how you recover on the field. Wait a minute, I did that wrong. Winning on the field starts with how you recover off the field. There we go. And nobody helps you bounce back like my team at the Mattress Warehouse. Now during the Mattress Warehouse Memorial Day sale, you can save up to 70% warehouse-wide. Mattress Warehouse has mattresses for everybody and every budget. Check this one out, people. You can get a queen mattress for just $159.99. You heard me right. $159.99. You can save with $800 off an elite lineup. You got Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster, and the all-new Sealy Posturepedic. 0% financing is available, and you're always rest assured with the Mattress Warehouse's 101-year price guarantee, not 100 years, but a one-year price guarantee and 100% comfort guarantee. Do what I did, people. Come in today and sleep better tonight during the Mattress Warehouse's Memorial Day sale. Shop the entire selection and find the location nearest you at themattresswarehouse.com, mattresswarehouse.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. This hour on 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. True card 94 only at Sunoco. We will check in with you people later in the show. And we have reason to believe Topper is mad at Hugh Douglas. Join the line of people today mad at Hugh Douglas. Or we'll get to that coming up. Nola, if he continues to piss like this, get him straight out of the rotation when it's time for Andrew Painter to come up. Because Nola right now has been one of the worst pitchers in Major League Baseball. And of course, the Eagles schedule. What is your win total? We also have a couple of ridiculous polls and conversations out there. Hugh thinks it's weird that people high-five at games. And he wouldn't wash a window for $1 million. Again, that's like the window washers on high-rises.
Yeah, the high-rise window washers. Because I know some people in the car that, you know, half listen. Yeah. He wouldn't wash a window. What's wrong with it?
By the way, conversation out in the break room there. Everyone believes they have harnesses that would fit you. You'd be fine.
They can have them. Yeah. That don't mean I'm going to get my big ass in them. That's not happening.
You'd be fine. I'm just saying.
I found the dude. I didn't find the heaviest window washer. But I found somebody named Turbo Burrows, Terry Burrows. He's the fastest window washer in the world.
Oh, well, there you go.
I'm not doing that.
Okay. No one said you have to do it. I'm just saying that if it was offered for $1 million, I don't believe you. I believe if someone said $1 million and they said, hop in this harness right now, wash this window, you'd be right out there.
I've always grew up in an era where they say all money ain't good money. Mm-hmm. That to me is not a good, that's not a good one.
We'll see. Maybe one day we can make this happen. All right, 215-592-9494. Before we go back to the phones, you know what we have to do. We got to roll through the next four games here. All right. We're into November here with our Eagles schedule win-loss prediction game that everyone loves the day after the Eagles schedule comes out. All right. So now, after we rolled through a spotless October for all three of us.
Spotless.
A bye week in week 9. That brings us to Monday, November 10th, Monday Night Football. We'll call this the Tush Push game as the Eagles head to Green Bay against the Packers. And I'm writing them down for a win. I have a weird feeling about the Packers this year. Kind of odd vibes with that team. And the Eagles get plenty of extra time to prepare for this because they have a bye in week 9 and then the extra day for the Monday Night Football. Give me the Eagles over the Packers in Green Bay. Hugh?
Beat down on the Packers in Green Bay for all that trash you was talking about the tush push. Here, take that.
Boom.
Take that.
All right, what do you got, Kyle?
Yeah, I got a win too. So that's 5 straight wins for me. Coming off the bye week, I get it's tough to play in Green Bay, but I'm kind of with you, iffy on the Packers. And I think the Eagles are going to have that extra motivation after what the Packers are trying to pull this offseason. So I got another win.
Yeah, and next week, it sounds like the week they're going to reopen the conversation on the tush push. So that extra motivation we're talking about might be in stone by next week. We might lose the tush push. All right, week 11, and this one is going to be a huge game.
Huge.
Probably billed as a game that number one seed potentially on the line here. Eagles hosting the Detroit Lions Sunday Night Football on November 11th. Now, or excuse me, on week 11. Here's, I got a little issue with this, Hugh. The other big games they have, the Green Bay game, let's say the Buffalo game, Kansas City, they have extra rest to get ready for all those games. This one's the opposite. They're playing a road game Monday night in Green Bay, and then they got to come back and play on a Sunday, so a shorter week off a road game.
The Lions.
And by this time, Detroit's going to have their new coordinators and everything kind of, rolling a little bit. I'm going to give the Eagles a loss here. Eagles lose to the Lions in week number 11.
Oh.
I mean, I did have 5 straight wins.
Well, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
I got them as a W because the one thing that we thought about the Detroit Lions is that they don't play well outside because they're a dome team.
Yep.
They come in here in November.
So, all right. I think it's interesting you brought that up. They were 8-0 on the road last year, but a lot of their road games were indoors, right? I think we need to hope for some bad weather. Jared Goff's been bad in bad weather, but I don't know.
November
here's up and down, right? We have some days in November it's like 60. Some days it's like 40 with wind.
But here's the thing. With a dome team, I would assume I've never played in a dome.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I've never played for a dome team,
right.
I should say. That weather is going to factor into whatever. That late in the season, even if it's not that cold, it's going to be cold to them.
Well, I hope you're right, because that's a big game. I have it as an L. You got it as a win. Kyle, Lions.
I'm also, unfortunately, putting that one down as an L. I mean, the Eagles are kind of going to be due for a letdown, I think, after winning 5 straight. And I do think the Lions are going to be a good team, maybe not as good as last season. I know they got the 2 new coaches, but I think by that point in the season, they're going to start having it figured out. And I think the Lions are going to end up taking it.
All right, so you and I have a loss. Hugh has a win. Let's go to week 12, the Sunday before Thanksgiving on the road in Dallas. I think this is a swing game for the season and for the Eagles' chances to win the division. I mean, they're going to need to beat the Cowboys the way I have it laid out. I'm going to say it's a win. I don't think this Dallas team is good. Eagles go to Dallas and sweep the Cowboys. Hugh, what do you got?
Get the brooms out. I think they're sweeping as well. I got him beating the Cowboys.
Hugh's got him on a long winning streak after everyone said he was an Eagle hater. I mean, you got him on what is this now? 6, 7
something
in a row?
Like that, yeah.
Showed the haters.
You did show the haters. Yep. Just took some time. All right. Win for me. Win for Hugh. How about Kyle?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I got this one as a loss.
Whoa.
I just think I don't think it's crazy to say they split with the Cowboys.
It's not.
Who, like, look, nobody's won the division. I don't do the whole history thing. There's a reason nobody's won the division. Back-to-back years, the Cowboys are always competitive when Dak's healthy. It's a game where the Cowboys are at home. I just think it's an appropriate spot for the Eagles to lose if they're going to split with Dallas.
All right, so you have it as a loss. We have it as a win. Let's finish out November with Black Friday, week 13, Friday afternoon, 3 p.m. In come a team that I'm very interested to see what they're going to be because they improved a lot this offseason. They fixed they changed basically their whole offensive line. They got a bunch of defensive linemen. They drafted a tight end and a receiver in the first couple rounds. And we know they have a new coach in Ben Johnson, who used to be with the Lions to coach up Caleb Williams. Hugh, I think the Bears are going to be much improved. I think they're going to be a playoff caliber team. But I have the Eagles winning this game at home.
I know as much as the Bears fought hard last year. What game did I have them winning that they almost
Thanksgiving.
Won? Yeah, the Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that was Eberflus's.
Yeah, Eberflus.
Yeah. Crazy.
I just don't think they're there yet, so I got the Eagles beating the brakes off the Bears.
Ooh.
I think it's going to be a decent game, but coming home, I don't think the Bears are going to beat the Eagles at home.
All right, let's do a little tally here. So I was 2-2, then 4 straight wins, 6-2, and now I've got them at 9-3 through the end of November. Hugh, where are you at? You had them at 1-3, and they haven't lost since.
I got what? Yeah. What were we at? I'm at 4-4, 8.
9-3.
9-3, yeah.
So Hugh and I are both at 9-3 through November as we head down the stretch. Kyle, where are you at through November?
So I'm giving them a win against the Bears.
Right, okay.
I know it's a shorter week, but it's also a short week for the Bears.
Yep.
And with you guys, I'm not sure the Bears are ready, and I think the Eagles get a win. So with my loss to Dallas, I got them at 8-4 at this point.
All right, so 8-4 for Kyle, 9-3 for each of us. We'll continue and roll through the last 5 games coming up. In a little bit here. All right, Jay in Philly, I think he has his phone connection settled in because I want to hear this Hugh Grinch thing here. What's up, Jay?
What's going on, fellas?
There we go, Jay. What's up?
All I did was finesse the system to get to talk to y'all twice, man. I'm happy. hey, look, I said that I love when Hugh is like this, man. He don't want high fives. Like, he's really the Grinch who's stealing fandom. That's crazy. Not, that, so I said it before. I hate when he's happy, optimistic Hugh. That's not real Hugh. This is real. Get off my lawn. Don't give me a high five.
Like, I don't care about the Hugh, fans. Jay, but my thing is this. I understand that when people go, they like to fellowship. I want to be in the moment. I want to feel what's going on. Like, even when I was sitting there watching the game the other day, the atmosphere was intense, especially towards the end.
Yeah.
And I was more focused on, you know, the interaction with my coworkers. Like, Jack was clearly not happy with any of us because we were beneath him as far as us being locked into the game. You know, like, Jack's looking like, you guys are idiots. Like Jack's a little bit, like, that was the first time I actually hung out with Jack. Jack's a baseball snob. I mean, let's just call it what it is. He's a little bit of a baseball snob.
A little too serious for May baseball.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, it wasn't October. I mean, it's May.
Kyle and Joe, they are, like, they're cool to watch the game with because they're talking about the game. They're talking about every pitch or whatever. But they're a little heavy-headed in their assessments of every small thing that's going on in the game.
The shortstop can't put a tag
Trey's
on anybody.
Been a bad shortstop for longer than just a few plays.
So I'm sitting there, and I'm watching all of this. And then all of a sudden, they win, and they high fives all around. And I'm like, what are we high-fiving for?
They won. Did you see that slider from Romano?
No, it was great. It was great. Yeah, it was awesome. Great. But still, I just felt like it was just weird. And so now I'm being ridiculed, and now everybody hates me because I'm like, oh, you're just against the fan. No, I just thought it was weird. I just thought it was a weird moment to be high-fiving in that situation.
No, I love it. I love it because this right here is real cute. I felt like after I heard that, I said, man, my OG must be on a dry spout or something, man. He's not getting the loving that he needs or something.
And you know what's funny? You know what's funny? Never mind. we were talking about that. That's why Jack got a little irritated with me last night. Because I was like, damn, this great game. I'm going home by my damn self.
Hey, look, all you gotta do is DM Auntie Taylor, man, and I'm sure you'll be right in.
No,
there.
I did. She shot me down. You got shot.
Oh damn.
Yeah, I got shot.
Oh man. Oh,
hey, but you know what? Shoot.
Yes, sir. But getting to the Eagles, man. Mm-hmm. I see at least 12 wins. I feel like it'll be sort of like last year, man, where we might struggle in the beginning of the year because we got, you know, new players, a new coordinator. But I feel like once we get it going, you know, we're going to be rolling. And I feel like, look, we might not have the number one defense, but every year the difference between the number one defense and the second and third or even fourth defense isn't that great all the time, unless you got like an all-time defense. So as long as we still in the top five of defense, man, we will be great. So I'm not worried about, and I feel like we will be in the top five in defense by the end of the year. So I'm not worried about that. And all those teams that people keep talking about are tough. We're tough. They got to worry about us. Like, the worry can't be because we're playing the Rams again. Guess what? We saw what the Rams did when they made some changes in the playoff game. So now we're going to have changes for them. Man, I'm just, look, man, don't be scared. You know what I'm saying? Poke your chest out, you know, and be a real Eagle fan if you're going to be a real Eagle fan.
I agree with you on that. The other team's got to be worried about us, too. I mean, Jay, you're right. Jay, we appreciate the phone call. That's true. I mean, in Buffalo today, in Kansas City today, in Minnesota today, or wherever, they're talking about their team schedule, and they say, oh, they got the Eagles coming in next. Yeah. Right?
It's a little different, though. It's measuring stick. Like, you looked at it as the measuring stick.
Also, we went through this when we kind of just went over our big takeaways. I just wish we had a spot in the schedule where it was like, all right, We got some tomato cans here.
Tomato team.
Like, go back to last October, right?
Come on, we had the Baltimore and you getting ready to play Carolina, and I got on the station and said tomato cans, and I was right.
You mentioned the fact that the teams that the Eagles have played throughout this 8-game win streak have been tomato cans.
Dead ass. I was dead ass with that one.
You're dead ass wrong. Okay. What I was referring to was in October last year, after we started off 2-2, we got the tomato can Browns. We had the tomato can Giants.
That was a struggle bus. That game was a little bit of a struggle bus, though.
But we won even though we struggled, right? Okay. We had a tomato can Brown team, tomato can Giants, tomato can Jaguars. We had some tomato cans in there. Where are the tomato cans on this schedule? I wish we had a few more tomato cans. Like, how many teams on this schedule do you look at and say, bad?
Bears.
I say, I don't think the Bears are bad anymore.
Well, they're, when I say bad, young. Okay, young, transitioning, new coach, yeah. Stuff like that.
But I only count three bad teams as I look at the schedule. The two Giants, and the Raiders. Nobody else is like bad. Maybe average or a little
below.
Someone
will show themselves as bad.
Sure, but I don't know that today. Season.
Right, of course.
Yeah. I mean, last year I knew the Browns were bad. We knew the Giants were bad. I didn't know the Jaguars were bad, but they became bad by the time we played them. We knew the Panthers were bad. They had bad teams on their schedule. This year's just Eagles. I'll put it this way. The Eagles are going to it's very unlikely they're going to be able to play like they did against Carolina last year and Cleveland last year and win games. Like, they had some teams on the schedule last year. They could just, like, screw around and still get a victory. Let's go to Sean, who's up next on WIP. What's up, Sean?
Yo, Hugh, how you guys doing?
Sean, what's up?
Sean?
Good, good, good. Listen, the disrespect with these losses right now, guys, is unbelievable.
Disrespect?
Listen, I got them had them at 15-2. Backtracked a little bit. 14-3 we're looking at here now. One game, call it as it is.
It's disrespectful. Listen, so you took a win off?
LeSean, you think in a year where they have a harder schedule and a worse roster, they're going to be as good or better?
I think the pickups that they got this year are huge. Listen, I think Makuba's going to be good. I think Ty Robinson's going to fit right in where he needs to be. The Bills, that's a loss. Detroit, that's a loss. Washington, last game of the season, that's a loss. The way I see that just being, we're going to lose to Buffalo, second to last game, and then we're going to meet back up with the Bills in the Super Bowl. And that last Washington game, we're going to catch an L there because we're going to have our backup. And we're already
so disrespectful. Can't believe you'd pick a loss.
We'll go 5-1 in the conference again. But listen, the Cowboys are just a skill in our pants. Like, it's
the what?
I don't see us losing a skid on our pants. I don't see us losing to the Cowboys.
Well, I'm with you on that. The Cowboys, well, skid. I don't know about the reference, but I
are you talking about like a Dookie Strike or something?
I think that might be, yeah, that might be it. So you have them not losing a game strike until November, like, 10th or 11th or 17th or whatever day that is?
16th. Detroit, right? That's our first loss. Go down to Buffalo, second loss. Two back-to-back L's. And we're going back-to-back to the Super Bowl this year, boys.
Well, I hope you're right. I mean, we do have a trip to Kansas City week two, Sean.
We're going back to Cali. We just kept the Super Bowl in
Santa,
Cali, right?
Santa Clara.
What was that score? What was that Kansas City score in the Super Bowl?
They blew them out, mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was it, Joe?
Well, I don't recognize the score because the real score was not the end of the score, the game score. That was make-believe. They blew them out. It was 34-0 at one point.
Casey's on the down tick. Casey is on the down tick. It's what it is.
Right. I mean, I actually think they could be a little bit compared to where they've been the last 3 or 4 or 5 years, but still, just to brush past them. Sean, we appreciate the call. I hope you're right. I can't brush past the Chiefs in Arrowhead week two because they might not be as great as they were 2 years ago. It feels like...
It's disrespectful.
I think we're being disrespectful now. The Chiefs, they stink now. We'll beat them up.
Yeah, I'm not there with that. Mm. Their offensive line got beat up tremendously, and they corrected that problem. So... Yeah, they're going to be – it's not going to be as easy as it was last year.
Well, no, of course not. Also, I think we're taking some liberties with the idea that the rookies are just going to come in and dominate again. I mean, I hope
– I mean, this is what we do as fans, and then we – you know, it's you listen to what's being said. Oh, you're being disrespectful.
Especially okay. Hugh, yeah.
Oh, you're so disrespectful.
The Grinch that stole fandom. That might stick, by the way.
It probably will. I don't care about the fans.
Do we have a poll?
God, just go right
do we have a poll result on high-fiving after games?
Yeah, it's not going well for you.
Oh, my goodness. Is it weird for fans to high-five each other after their team wins?
See, it's the way you word it, though. See, but it's fine.
But no, that's exactly
that's
the way that,
well,
that we
had
it.
Well, I think it is weird because ain't none of y'all playing. It's more context, but you know, it's social
there's
media.
There's really no
gonna,
more context.
They're going to... They're going to take it and they're going to run with
it. I am asking fans if fans feel that it's okay to high-five each other after their team wins.
No, do me a favor. Because this is where I want to see, you know, read the comments.
The comments yeah. Are, no, don't comments, worry. We'll get to those.
The comments. What idiot said this was da-da-da-da? Like, dog.
We'll get to those in you people.
Context to everything. Mm-hmm. He's an idiot. I know. I probably got a few he's an idiot. But that's
well, 90- you'd think it was you.
But it,
Joe's the one getting
strike?
Blamed for it. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Well, don't you know this? If there's something people don't like, I said it, not
wow.
You. Yeah.
Are you? But see, this is why. I mean, you can't take folks on social media serious. You can't because Joe, you get blamed for something I did. I'll take that all day, though. Joe, you ought to be ashamed.
No, no, no. Do not put this on me. We have the audio of what you said, unedited.
It doesn't matter.
I don't
matter.
Care about the fans.
It doesn't matter because the fans automatically think it's you.
It's unbelievable. I mean, you're the one that had the Eagles starting 1-3. You're the hater.
You catch strays.
You're the hater.
Why do you catch so many strays, man?
I don't know. I just try to, people don't like the truth. That's why people get mad at Mad Mike, who's up next at WIP. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how are we doing today, guys?
Good, Mike. What's up?
How you doing, Mike? I haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, well, you know, just building up my anger and rage.
I guess.
We're happy to have you back.
Yeah.
Eagles, 9-8, because all these losers calling it, 15-2. No, nerd, because first of all, Saquon's not rushing for 2,000. It's going to be more like 1,200. And then your loser quarterback, who isn't a quarterback, is going to have to throw more, and he's going to get exposed. If we all conveniently forget that he stunk with so much talent around him last year that they had to take the ball out of his hands and run it for most of the season. But we conveniently forget that and say, oh, Jalen's going to be great. No, Jalen stinks. And then your head coach is a clown, and we conveniently forget that he was sidelined and the offensive defensive coordinator did everything. Well, I hate when people are like, oh, he outduels McVay. No, he doesn't. He sits on the sideline and colors in a coloring book while other people are doing the work. Like, this team is going to be barely a playoff team next year.
Well, I don't – 9-8, if you're right, I think they'll be better than 9-8. But if you're right, Mike, I don't know if 9-8 makes the playoffs. It certainly won't win the division 9-8. I mean, there'd have to be a wild card team.
And I love how the – by the way – pro sports is just rigged in general. Like, how can we not, like, really launching an investigation into the NBA league and how the draft lottery is completely the most rigged thing out there right now? That going back to when the NBA owned the
Hornets,
dealing with the Hornets,
yep.
And they mysteriously got the number one pick, and then all of a sudden, Dallas Mavericks get the number one pick because they were stupid and gave Luka away. Like, it's so rigged. Like, I don't know how anybody can believe professional sports is real at this point.
Well, the NBA too, and they've had their history over the years where we know that people are cheating or, you know, taking stuff behind the scenes. All right, Mike, we appreciate the phone call. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. After seeing the schedule, what's your win total for the Eagles? So 43, the most votes we have so far, 43% are on 12 wins for the Eagles. 20% are on 11, 27% on 11, 20% on 13 or more, 10% on 10 or fewer victories. So there's different ways to look at this. 63% of people think they're going to win 12 or more games. That's the voting there. And then 37% believe 11 or fewer, but most on 12.
Do you think that was? Don't you think 9 was generous from Mad Mike?
It was. I thought with this schedule, I was thinking if Mike called today, he was going to say 7-10.
I agree.
Maybe
we're due for a good season.
Well, if Mike sees 9.
Mike sees 9. You have to consider that the floor.
Yeah, I might have to bump mine up from 11 to 12 if he's at 9.
Oh, I still think we're going to Super Bowl. I just don't know how, you know, I'm trying to figure out a catchy tune we could, you know. But see, that one ain't going to work. How about our boy back to Cali? Cali.
He's bound and down.
It was westbound and down. But like, we're going fully west this year. We might try that one.
Wait a minute, where is it at again?
Santa Clara, California.
Okay, whose stadium is that?
The 49ers.
49ers stadium. Yeah.
Got anything clever?
That's not
that?
Levi. That's not Levi
it
anymore.
Is Levi's.
Still Levi?
Well, I don't know if they changed it. It's
well, we can go. Well,
what do you want? You got an idea?
I don't know if we're going to be able to do that because there's a lot going on in Cali. Because, you know, they got the.
It is Levi Stadium.
They got the. What is it? I can't think of their names. But it's like. I forgot the two brothers' name. They got the. Like, they shot the porn there.
What?
They shot the porn at the. I can't remember the name of the place. But that's not a place that we're trying to go. I'm just saying. When you asked me, that was the first thing that popped in my head. Not so much the porn. We could do where they do the fish. When you're doing the porn,
don't want nobody to see you doing the porn.
But they could where they throw the fish. You know that we could go visit Alcatraz. We could visit Alcatraz, right?
Sure.
And then we can go down the winding road. We could do that.
We could do all that. Yeah.
Which I don't know the name of any of this stuff I'm trying to think of. I don't know the name of
nothing. Got time to figure it out.
Yeah, We got about, what, 6-8 months? We got time. We got time.
Plenty of time. It's May. We're not going until February.
Yeah, but the first thing that popped in my head was they made the movie, Beyond the Green Door.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never seen that one.
You don't strike me as the type.
Okay.
I mean, I haven't seen the whole movie. I just know stuff.
Okay. I still think we can go there, regardless of all this stuff going on.
I guess.
If the Eagles are going to the Super Bowl, we're going, Hugh.
We're going, but I don't know if they're going to let us. You know what I mean?
What do you mean let us?
Well,
it's, who, the company?
Well, it's I'm going to go ahead and leave this conversation. Just leave this conversation.
Okay, that sounds good. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to all your phone calls on this. The Grinch that stole fandom, Hugh Douglas. Did Topper take a shot at Hugh? I think he did. I'm glad he did. And maybe a lot of other people we talked to on one of our last shows last week. All right, a lot to discuss. 215-592-9494. Your win total for the Eagles after seeing the schedule. And Aaron Nola, should they put him in the bullpen when Painter's ready? Because Nola right now looks like, I mean, just looks like garbage right now. His ERA is over 6. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino is the best place to find all your favorite player props. And now you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. Want to see if a guy's hitting that over consistently, or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double. Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. And once the game starts, that's when things get interesting. You combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, it's not too late to get in on the action. You get started with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.